Day today. So at this time, I am going to turn the call over to a special person today as we enter into a new chapter of her life. She is a founder here on the Master's Call, and I'm telling you, this call would not be what it is without her and the grace of God, because she has not missed one call. This call has been going on for over a year, and she has been on this line every single day, orchestrating and operating the board, bringing on time rhema word from God every time she gets on. If she has to jump in the place of someone who is not on the line, she will get on faithfully. So I thank God for her. I thank God that she is a part of my life, and I thank her that she has been enriching and empowering and enhancing me, because see, I wouldn't be able to speak to you like I am right now a year ago, but I just thank God for what she has imparted into me. So at this time, I bring to you the birthday woman of God for the day, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Happy birthday, my sister. I love you, woman of God. The call is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I receive all the love this morning. Just grateful to God for another year, another birthday. We never want to miss one, so we praise God for this day. And I'm just honored to be on the line and to hear all the shout-outs and just to give God all the glory and honor that we have been able to continue this call. And I am humbled by this assignment of the Master's Call. And for each and every one of you, I tell you already, I'm getting texts and Facebook is blowing up all across the country and even some Africa friends. So I am humbled and honored for this birthday and the love I'm receiving from each and every one of you. But we do want to always keep it focused on who it is always about, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just so appreciate Minister Tiffany, as she is greeting and seating all of you spiritually to receive a word from the Lord this morning. Because we do consider it a privilege and an honor to gather all the eagles each and every morning to hear thus said the word of God. And again, back on October 25th, 2010, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and I did say a hearty yes and stepped out there, just knowing where God guides. He not only provides, but he creates the possibilities to be his yielded vessel. And we thank each and every one of you for being a part of that journey. And the mission statement that the Lord gave us as we began this journey is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And some of you say, well, why do they do that every morning? Well, you know, I'm all about what the Word says. And the Word tells us in Habakkuk 2, to write the vision down, but at most to keep it before you. So you're reminded every time you get off of this call that it's great to receive the word, but it's even more awesome to go out and change your world. As you're enriched, as you're enhanced, you're going to add to your borders. What does that mean? You're going to shine the light of Christ. You know that song we used to sing as little kids and even as adults, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And we want to enhance our borders, and especially in this season where many are confused about what we're celebrating, where many think it's just Santa Claus and all kind of other things that the marketing industry and really the devil has diverted people from. It's up to us to remind people it's all about Jesus. And his birthday, I'm just honored to be in the same month, 10 days ahead of the big day, but we're celebrating his birthday. And that because we get on this line, we are empowered, boy, the Holy Ghost engines are reared up so that we walk in our authority, knowing who we are, but utmost whose we are. And then we go out with the dunamis, the dynamite, to blow up all the havoc that the enemy has caused. So the goal, the mission, the mandate of the Master's Call is to be a place where you get refreshed, revived, and sometimes just refocused on what it's all about. And the foundational scripture that God has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13, and we never want to forget that it's the rock, it's the word that's eternal. Everything else will come and go and pass away, but he tells us in the Bible that it's only his word. So that's the rock scripture that we use in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. It's great to let it come before our friends and our family, but boy, the one that can always make a difference is when we cry out to the Lord. And we have taken the time to establish a website so that you always 24/7 can go and click on any of the links and hear a word that will encourage your heart. Use it as a tool to testify of the goodness of Jesus and share it with others. And it's a rich arsenal where all these messages have been archived. And that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, Morning Call. .wordpress.com. And we just encourage you, use that as an evangelistic tool to educate people, especially in this season, that Jesus is Lord, period. He is our master. And so we encourage you also to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. Just give us a shout out. I would love to hear from so many of you all who've been listening to the call, especially on my birthday. That's the best present I can receive, is to know that we're making a difference. So email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The Masters, again with an S, morningcall@gmail.com. And just if you have a prayer request, that's our privilege, and that's one of our assignments, is to pray, is to be midwives. And midwives doesn't mean just a woman. Men, we welcome you, too, to push through the will of God. We got a slew-foot devil who thinks that he's going to hinder, harass, and delay, but we got some promises in the Word that we win. But it takes prayer to birth the will of God. And so we welcome your prayer requests. We welcome new prayer warriors. We're not an elitist group. We encourage anyone and everyone, if the Lord is tugging on your heart, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I am all about training and mentoring and encouraging others to grow here. We want you. You may not pray as eloquent as you may hear others pray, but, you know, practicing his presence is when that prayer life increases, and we would be honored to have you join and be a part of our prayer warriors. So email us also at that themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And our prayer general, Minister Robin Wilson, will get back with you. The thing that united our heart when God used to yoke us for purpose is Artists International. And I'm so grateful to be a part of a Christian family-owned company that lifts up the name of Jesus, but takes care of that holy temple and creates great health and great wealth, generational blessings. We're encouraging those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists. We have a vision, a video that's out, www.artists, and that's spelled A is an apple, R is in Robert, D is in David, Y is in yellow, S is in Sam, www.artists.com/vision2012. And we're encouraging you to go there. And those of you who are part of Artists, sometimes we need to be reminded what the vision is. It's like we read the mission statement, keeping it in front of you, why you're a part of this great organization, why the Lord tugged your heart to come into the fold. And we pray and cover this company. We lift up the leadership, the Diaz de Leon family, and all of our platinums. We have several platinums who call in every day, and we're so grateful for each and every one of them, all the way down to the advisor who joined last night. We celebrate you. And those who are part of Artists, go to your back office and read and avail yourself of the many promotions as we head toward the home stretch to end out this great year of 2011. And at this time, I'm going to ask my beloved sweet Candy, Minister Candy, if she will come to the line and give us her opening prayer so we get the woman of God up to minister the word of God. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
loud and clear, woman of God.
Great. Heavenly Father, this morning we come to thank you and worship you. Lord, we come with praises to you. Lord, we honor you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the breath of life. You are the bread of life, and you sent your son Jesus that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, we come each morning to hear your word. We come each morning to learn your word. We come each morning so that we get to know your word in our hearts. And we come each morning so that we become doers of your word. Because you said when we abide in your word, we can ask whatsoever we may, and you will do it. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is welcome on this call this morning. Lord, let your anointing flow unhindered upon our lives. We greet you with great anticipation of the good things that you have prepared for us today. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the founders of this call. We thank you for the anointing you have placed on this call. We pray your continued blessings on Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We thank you for the vision you gave them for this master's call in the morning. We praise you that the vision for this call was for us to get up early in the morning to hear from you, to seek your face, and to order our day. We rise to the sound of the heavenly bugle that blows early. We come early because spiritual battles are won by the prayers sent up in the early hours of the morning. We thank you that our speaker, Tiffany, will minister in the wisdom and power of God. Speak through her, Lord, with the words from your throne. Bless her as she delivers your uncompromised word. I bind any attempt of Satan to hinder, disrupt, or change the message from God. I loose your anointing to flow through to every heart listening. So open the portals of heaven. Flood the airways with the power that only you can provide. Bless the ear of every listener with a supernatural anointing from the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray you continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family at Artists International. So this morning, Father, with our godly thoughts and anointed words, let us produce success for our lives that glorifies you and only you. Help us rid ourselves of vanity and ungodly pride. God, we thank you that the message this morning will help us establish your divine agenda for our lives and download victory, success, and prosperity into our day. I take authority over our day and instruct it to line up with your will for our lives. I pull success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm today, this morning, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. We went in this morning. Thank you for clearing everything that wasn't supposed to be there this morning in the heavenly. Awesome, anointed prayer. Well, I tell you, she's absolutely no stranger to this call. I love her spirit. I love her energy. And I love how God has been stretching her, and she has been submitted and surrendered to the call. You hear her bubbly voice, and it's real early for her all the way on the West Coast. In Inglewood, California, we love and appreciate her as a psalmist of the Lord. She has sung to us many times and brought the glory of God in. And she's a single-parent mom who adores her son, Kalon, and has just excited as an evangelist for the kingdom of God. I introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece for the morning, Minister Tiffany. Bless us with the word of God. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am excited over here in California, and I thank God for each of you on the Master's Call. And I am just going to say, you know, there's a song that has been ringing in my spirit, and I'm not going to sing it today, but I use part of the song for my message today. And that song is Oh, to be Kept by Jesus. And my message this morning is, oh, to be kept. Wow, how awesome it is to know that we are kept by the power of God. See, no matter what trials, no matter what tribulations, no matter what sufferings, no matter what persecutions we go through, our God keeps us through it all. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10, and then I'm going to key in on verse 10. But in the Message Bible, it says, all praise to the God and Father of our Master Jesus, the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person, just as God was there for us. We have plenty of hard times that come from following the Messiah, but no more so than the good times of his healing comfort. We get a full measure of that too. When we suffer for Jesus, it works out for your healing and salvation. If we are treated well, given a helping hand, an encouraging word, that also works to your benefit, spurring you on, face forward, unflinching. Your hard times are also our hard times. When we see that you're just a willing to endure the hard times as to enjoy the good times, we know you're going to make it. No doubt about it. We don't want you in the dark, friends, about how hard it was when all this came on us in Asia. On the TMC call, it was so bad, we didn't think we were going to make it. We felt like we'd been sent to death row, that it was all over for us. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could ever happen. Instead of trusting in our own strength or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since he's the God who raises the dead. 10, and he did it, rescued us from certain doom, and he'll do it again, rescuing us as many times as we need rescuing. To God be the glory for his word, and I say, oh, to be kept. See, we're going to focus on 3 points, which I won't get to all the points today, but today I am going to cover point one. See, there's 3 things in verse 10 that God shows us. See, he shows us that he did it, meaning past, which means that he kept us. See, number 2, God is doing it, meaning present, meaning that he keeps us. And number 3, God will continue to do it, meaning future, meaning that he's going to still continue to keep us. See, we as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. See, God has all power in his hands. If we go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, it reads, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Through you, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Praise be to God. See, the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the suffering that you go through is just testing your faith. So elevate your faith today and know that you have been kept by God. In preschool, there was a little nursery rhyme that we all knew. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. See, but we as Christians, we as believers, we as God's children, when we fall off the wall, God is there to pick us up, and he has kept us. He has kept us even when we want to give up. He has kept us. So give God the praise for keeping us. He has kept us. Oh, to be kept by the Lord, by the power of God. In Psalm 66, 8 through 9, it says, praise our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Verse 9, he has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. See, preserved our lives, meaning that he has kept us. Now, see, as a little girl, I remember being in the kitchen with my grandma, and she used to be making preserves. You know, they would take the fruit and get it off the tree and cut it all up and put some sugar in it, and then you get those little clear jars with the silk, with the gold tops on them, and I can't think of the name right now, but you guys know what I'm talking about out there. And they would preserve those fruits, preserve them and put them in the cabinet. And see, then later on when she would take it out, it was the richest thing ever. See, that is what God is doing to us. We are being preserved to be something great, to be something better. So no matter what your circumstance is on this line, no matter what your situation is, get your house in order today. Like I said earlier, we are 16 days from a new year. It is not too late to connect with God. If you are a non-believer on this line today, then I challenge you today to accept the Lord as your Savior. He died for you on Calvary's cross. Accept him and let him change your life. Those of us who need to reconnect, repent and confess today. It's still time to get your house in order, because I'm telling you, put on your seatbelt and get ready to see where God is taking you, because truly he has kept you from the time you were born all the way to this day, December the 15th, 2011. But I'm telling you, get ready for the blessing that God has in store for you. Think big and know that the best is yet to come. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, 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 Fireball. Thank you. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. What a word, what a word, what a word. We appreciate you, and you reminded us God has kept us, God is keeping us, and God will keep us. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to you reminding us about the rest of the journey. That was an awesome, awesome word. Now, you turned it back over to me so that
and
we
can... No, I got to take it back. I had to turn it back over to you, but I was just so caught up where I am, because I'm telling you, God is on this line this morning, and I feel the presence of God on here. And I just said, oh, I wasn't supposed to give it back to Vanessa, but Minister Candy, are you out there? Can you come to the line so that we could give celebration to the woman of God and give her words of encouragement and edification that she has so diligently poured into us? Mr. Candy, are you there at this time?
I am here. Praise God. That was word. That was a word. That was a word. I'm telling you, I can see why you got caught up. Praise God. Oh, gosh. So we want to celebrate Dr. Vanessa this morning and just let her hear what we feel about her. She knows we love her. But I just want to begin by saying, Dr. Vanessa, you are a woman of God. You are a woman with a word always. I can't tell you the number of times when, you know, there has been someone who was supposed to speak and who wasn't there for whatever reason, and you always said, well, you know, supposed to be ready in due time, got a word in my belly, and she always pulls it up. A woman with a sense of humor, dedicated to her purpose. She is faithful, and I know there have been times when the flesh has said no, but she, her spirit has always said yes, and she, as Minister Tiffany said earlier, has never missed a time. It's been over a year now being on the Master's Call. So, Dr. Vanessa, my friend, my mentor, my leader, I celebrate you. I love you. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so if anyone is out there, I'm not sure if Dr. PK, Dr. J, Pastor Chuck.
I'm here.
Oh, Okay, okay. Our founder of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the floor is yours.
I want to say, first of all, I do honor God for this morning and having the opportunity to hear, Lord have mercy. Candy, you know you prayed us on into heaven this morning. Tiffany, you just gave us a word of God. You really, really did a great job. So I thank God for you two just ministering this morning. I also want to thank God for our honoree this morning for her birth and for her mother who says, yeah, this baby is coming here. And you have to. I've seen so many who said, no, we aren't doing this thing. So I thank God for Ms. Josie and give her honor this morning. But this morning, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my hat off to you. I want you to know that I appreciate you saying yes when I had to yield and say this call is just too much for me, and you took the call and you have been faithful with the call. I thank God that he is the one who blesses those who are faithful. God is a God who blesses faithfulness. And so I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for your love for the Master's Call, and that you have definitely kept the boat afloat. And so this morning I am asking God to do for you what none of us can do for you, and that is to give you the absolute desire of your heart on today, and that those things that you have been waiting for and those events that you have been waiting for God to do for you, that today the gift, the boxes, you'll be able to open the boxes and that you'll enjoy the treasures on the inside. I love you. I appreciate you. I pray that this day will be more than you ever could have imagined as you go throughout the day. You have started it first, recognizing and giving honor to God. And I believe when we put him first, everything else will fall in place. God bless you. Thank you all for inviting me in on this special day and reminding me of the day. And I thank God that I can share it today. God bless you, Morning Call listeners and Masters Morning Call listeners. Bless you, double fold, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. That means so much.
Good morning. Can you hear me out there?
Yes.
Hey, lady.
I just want to make sure that I get a shout in right behind that Dr. P.K. Roberts. This is the Henderson from Hartford, Wisconsin, via Milwaukee this morning. Dr. Vanessa, and to all of you on the call, it is an absolute honor and a privilege this morning to be on this call, and we celebrate the life, legacy, and also the faithfulness of you, Dr. Vanessa. We honor the Lord for you. We honor the Lord for your faithfulness. And I think I always tell you this, and I want to tell you again this morning, when the Word of God talks about children honoring their father and their mother, you've been an example of that scripture, and you have walked it out before me, and it has been such a blessing to hear how you've taken care of your parents over the years. And I now, as we see this call, that you're taking care again of children and men and women of God that have been entrusted into your care. I want to take time this morning to say thank you for what you're doing for this Master's Call family, and I thank you for what you do in the kingdom of God.
Good morning to you. This is
good morning. Now, you didn't do all that when I said good morning.
I thought you were representing both of you all. I thought you were representing both of you all, and I'm just so surprised he's there, too. That's all.
Well, good morning to you, and to the Master's Call, and pray God's blessings upon you this morning. We appreciate you and the Lord. Father, I thank you so much for this time, this season, for this woman of God, for her giving heart. And I thank you, Father, for what not only you're doing now, but in 2012, what you will do. Thank you for the realignment and the shifting and the adjusting. And, Father, for what you're about to bring her into all of her life and prepare for this time and for the season that is to come. May you enlarge her. May you increase her. Father, may you bless her and crown her, Father, with such a grace that she's never known before, that, Father, even as she enter into different realms of different people, they will sense the grace and the call of God upon her life. Father, I call her blessed and highly favored of her King. And may her days now, and especially in 2012, that you would do this new thing that you're about to do in her life. Dr. Vanessa, we bless you. We love you. Thank you so much for your diligence, for your servant heart. And we love you. Thank you for this time. May God bless and keep you. Amen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you from the Hendersons. I love you all. Love you so much. Praise God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That is Marie Preston from Houston, Texas, on the north side of town. Amen. I heard my daughter out there, Dr. Henderson, and to you and your husband, I give praise to God first and to y'all. I am so happy to hear y'all on the phone this morning. And to you, Dr. PK, for being out there. I hear you, honey. And I want to thank God for you, Dr. Vanessa. On your birthday, honey, this is your special day. This is the day you got all by yourself, your birthday. So we thank God for you. We know y'all started this call over a year ago, you and Dr. PK, and I know it has been work, but you working on the building. He got you, honey. We thank God for you. I say, I'm going to say a prayer. If you deserve your day to yourself. My prayer is that the Lord will return to you the blessings and the love that you have so freely given throughout the year to all of us. So we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, God, for you for all that you do. The best is yet to come. God bless you. We love you and happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That means so much for my North sisters. Complete. Amen.
Yes.
Hello. Anybody else who gets star six? Hello.
Hello, Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning.
This is Kathy here in Atlanta. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. It's so good to hear Dr. PK and the Hendersons on the phone this morning and everyone. Oh, my goodness, what a powerful message. Evangelist Tiffany, that was awesome. And Minister Candy, you guys are just carrying on this morning. I'm very glad to get in. I needed to just take a minute and thank God for Dr. Vanessa. I just praise God for you because you've been such a blessing in my life. And, yes, we all started together over a year ago, and I thought my perception was I was going to be in the background, but you have been instrumental in pulling me forward. So I want to thank God for using you in my life, and I just want to thank God for your dedication to this call and just being such a woman of integrity and just moving forward and pushing us when we didn't really want to be pushed. I thank God for you. So thanks for being a mentor and being just a great woman of God in my life. And I bless God for each and every one of you. And happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. Mother Eagle's pushing love. You know that.
I know.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Willa. Happy, happy birthday. You know I love you. You are, to me, you are just an inspiration. You have a servant's heart. You are a woman of character, a woman of integrity, and I am a living witness that you are a stretcher. And I just thank and praise you for pulling out of me what God had already told me that I needed to do. I mean, I so admire you. I admire your tenacity that you have to this morning call, to what God has given you to do. And you may you forever walk in his grace and in his love, and that he bless you abundantly this year and always in the coming year and the years to come. And Candy and Tiffany, you all just showed out this morning.
Yes.
Have a happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Love
Thank
you much.
Thank you so much. Love you, too.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Miss Rushi in Atlanta, Georgia. I know I don't announce myself every morning, but, you know, the word is always silent sometimes. So I am so delighted to say happy birthday to you, and I'm very proud of you 2.5 years that I've been an artist international. You have been on the battlefield working for the Lord, and I just was so wham to hear my number one girl, Mrs. PK, on the phone this morning. I am so grateful to be a part of the artist family, and I'd like to say to you, on the behalf of the artist family of Atlanta, Georgia, you have a wonderful, wonderful, happy, happy birthday, and a Merry Christmas as well. And, you know, the day that you get older, the day that you get wiser, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And you know you are such a blessing to us all, so I receive that. Amen. All right, Miss Tiffany, are you still there? Yes.
This is Christine from Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say happy birthday to you and all God's richest blessings. And the richest
Amen.
Gifts are from God, are given from God. And just continue to strive forward and move to the mark of the higher calling. And you have a blessed and wonderful day. And happy birthday again. God bless.
Thank you. You bless me so much with that beautiful accent when you come in every morning to the call. And that means so much. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Do we have anyone else in the queue, Pastor Vanessa?
All they have to do is hit start
today. I'm not available today. I'm walking out the door right now on my way to school.
We're going to mute Miss Candy out.
Candy out. Candy's going out the door to work. Candy, have a blessed day. And I got it now. I'll take over for you from here. Do we have anyone else that would like to give birthday greetings at this time? If you would go ahead and *6 your line, and you'll be put into the queue, and you could go ahead and give your greetings at this time. Do we have anyone, Dr. Vanessa?
Okay, she just cut the Q&A on, Miss Kathy did.
Okay, thank you.
I had it in mute, so all they had to do was just start six.
Okay, so do we have anyone that would like to give birthday greetings? Just go ahead and press the *6 on your line, and you will come into the queue, and you could go ahead and give your greetings at that time.
Good morning, Kim. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes,
go
yes,
ahead.
Good morning. This is Jackie from Indiana via Atlanta, Georgia this morning. And Dr. Vanessa, I'd like to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday. I knew you were special. You're born on the same day as my father.
Oh.
But what I'd like to say to you, I want to thank you. You are very special to me in my heart. You have poured into me, and you have taught me to pour into others. As the expression goes, pay it forward. And that's one thing that you have taught me, and I will hold on to, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea how special you are to me. So happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Be blessed by God, and stay anointed.
Thank you. I receive that. And blessings back to you. Amen.
All right, Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to take the board from here. Birthday lady.
Amen. Tag team in the house.
Amen. The next number that we have is 713-598. 713-598, I believe. That's Sister Richardson.
Yes, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Dr. Vanessa, and I just wanted her to know she has been such an inspiration to me, and I have learned so much from her teaching, especially teaching us on Thanksgiving, and I just really appreciate you, and I just ask God to continue to bless you and all that you do in this call. It makes a difference for me every morning. It just wakes me up. I don't need an alarm clock anymore. So I just want to thank all of you on the call, and I just want you to continue to do what you do and enjoy your day. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you this morning.
Thank you, and it means so much to have your support, you and the neat ladies there in Houston. I love you and know we are earnestly praying for you and your daughter. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
All right, the next call we have is Sister Regina. You're up, Sister Regina. Go ahead and give your birthday greetings.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. Happy, happy, happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. You have been such a mega, mega, mega blessing to all of us. And I just have to say, just because I love you so much, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May you have many more. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I love you.
Good girl. Thank you. Miss Stephanie, she say yes. Thank you. I received that. You know I love you so much.
I love you, too. I'll call you a little bit later.
Okay.
Well, God bless you. I think that's all we have at the moment. Does anybody else want to come to the queue? Just hit star 6. All right. Back to you, Angela Stephanie.
Well, what an awesome, awesome day in the Lord this has been, a day of celebration, a day of expectation and anticipation of really how great of a God we serve. So God bless each of you. Minister Kathy, do we have anybody else that's in the queue right now?
No, we don't.
Dr. Vanessa, would you like to, huh?
That was the last one with Sister
Okay,
Regina.
Okay. Dr. Vanessa, would you like to have closing remarks, and then I'll go ahead and close us out in prayer.
I just want to thank each and every one of you. I do consider it truly an assignment and an honor to serve the Master's call, the body of Christ, and God's people. And this has been just such a great start. I just thank you. It means a lot when you know you appreciate it. And I care so much about this call as far as just making sure that the people of God are fed every day. And Minister Tiffany, you fed us full today. I'm so proud of you, little evangelist, just sprouting and growing. And Minister Candy, as Dr. PK said, she had us ready to have testimony service for her prayer. You all have just done so well, and I know it's so much more inside of you, and that's the best birthday gift ever. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. PK. It's an honor to see you and the Hendersons on the phone, and just everybody to take out your time. That means so much. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. So know that your living is not in vain. And I say that to you today. And enjoy your day today. Don't go around too much doing for others, but relax and allow them to do for you. I know that's a hard thing, but sit back and relax and rest in God today and enjoy your day. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. To each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you. We pray that you would go out, that you would accept, obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace. To you, Minister Kathy, thank you very much for stepping in right on time. Minister Candy, thank you. Dr. Vanessa, thank you. To each of you who have given greetings to Dr. Vanessa, thank you. And those who have unspoken greetings, remember you could send them in to the Gmail address, the Master's morningcall@gmail.com, and we will hear you on the line. Remember, today is Testify Thursday, so testify to someone about the goodness of our Lord. God bless you all, and we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.